One thing about taking pictures on rainy days in late summer or autumn is you get kind of a double whammy of light. You get the overcast even lighting that happens on rainy days or overcast days, and you also get kind of the shine or the mist that is on things like plants and flowers because of the precipitation. But you also get these states of transition, which I really like photographing. Here I've got some sort of flower. It's not a four-leaf clover. It's something else. I don't know what it is. And you can see on the left-hand side kind of the plant that it came from. But this is it's a bush or a shrubbery on the east side of Willard Hall on the OSU campus. And I really like how all those elements came together, the even lighting, the drops of water on the plant or the leaves or whatever it is, and the brownish color. It's sort of this moment frozen in time, not just with my camera freezing the shutter speed, but freezing the fact that this thing is on its way out and making the transition from a healthy, vibrant green plant to a dying plant, or at least one that's gonna hibernate for the winter, as it were, and then come back to life in the spring. So it's kind of cool to capture that sense of time. And every photograph is capturing a moment in time. No matter what you're capturing, it's a moment frozen in time by the opening and closing of the camera shutter. But this is kind of a dual moment in time because of the way that it captures that long-term transition in a fraction of a second as well. So it's kind of a cool way of approaching a subject to photograph, is the idea of doing it in a state of transition. And it's also another chance to use my close-up filters, which I always like using. I shot this with my D200, and I talked about that last week, where I couldn't rely on it. And I think I shot this at F4, maybe? Meaning that every third or fourth picture was way overexposed, because I can't count on that camera to properly stop down the lens. But there you have it. It is what it is, and I had to take a lot of photos to get this one. But I really like it, and I hope you do too.